Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Text us on 0499 736 736.
Previewing the weekend of racing, sport and everything in between. You're listening to Fitzy's Form Lounge with Miles Fitzner.
Welcome back to the Form Lounge. Miles Fitzner, Heath Shaw. Download the Dabble app. If you're on SEN track right now, just download the Dabble app. Flick over on the stream and you can watch us straight down the line. Hello to you. Make sure you always gamble responsibly. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. You mentioned this man off the top of the show, Mitchy Lewis. You love following him on Dabble.
We've got a connection, but we've never met.
I think, well, we went to primary school together.
Oh, you did?
And Mitchy Lewis, yeah.
So you went to primary school together. Were you talking about punting when you're in primary school?
No, probably. He was probably talking about punting me. I got bullied a fair bit as a kid.
Tell me what for.
I think I used to be called Moonface when I was Moonface. I had a red big round head.
I can't tell why. I have no idea why they would call you Moonface.
Oh, well.
No idea.
It happens. I don't like bullies too much. Hey, but this man, he's flying. I think he was third in the great tip-off last year overall media tits. Like, he's airborne. He had a massive, massive year. On Dabble, you can follow his multis. Mitch Lewis, hello to you, my friend.
Hello, boys. It's good to join you. Yeah, the old schoolyard. I reckon you're a bit bigger than me, Milo. You were probably picking on me, I'd say. I was only a young, small tucker.
Yeah, no, certainly. I didn't pick on anyone. I was the one getting picked on. But, hey, mate, Gawler, Flemington, Rose Hill, Eagle Farm, Ascot. I know you sort of probably concentrate between Victoria and South Australia. What do you make of the two cards? They're pretty, fair to say, they're not great.
No, it looks interesting enough, but that's what you get for this time of year. I'll tell you what I've done, though, at Gawler. It's going to be pretty warm there at Gawler, and it tends to be pretty leader bias when it gets like that. The rail gets pretty hot, so I've got three at Gawler, mapping them to go forward. So if we're right and it's a hot track, I think we can make some money there at Gawler on tomorrow.
Beautiful. What do you like?
Well, first one comes up, race 3, number 1, Apache Star. So a bit of value about this horse. Won over this track and trip last start and then put a bad one in when it was favourite last time. So if we forgive that run, barrier 2, so going to go forward, be on the rail, and you could probably even play it each way. You're going to get the same price, the place, as the fave. So I think Apache Star is going to be in that right position and going to make its own luck out in front. I think it's a good little value player to kick us off there.
Perfect. What next?
Next one, I will go to race 5, number 1, Jackson Ice. So this is probably the best race there, I should say. Sorry. So you've got Press Down and Rockstar Megzy. They're definitely the dangers, but they're going to be a little bit back. And Jackson Ice will probably go forward, sit outside, portation. Same sort of thing. Track and distance, he's 3 starts, 1, 2, and 2nd in the other. I like the setup for him here, 3rd up. I reckon he can knock those 2 fancied runners off.
And anything else there, or do you want to go to Flemington?
Oh, you know that I like doing this to myself. I say I can be a real sicko.
Paul, hang on. Careful. We're on radio here.
I'm going again on race 7, number 2, Zabella. This setup is better for Zabella, I reckon. On a track that's going to favour a horse out in front. She's 3rd up now. Last chance for me. So she gets a run here today, tomorrow, I should say.
All right, Flemington. Heater will tell you whether he likes them or not. What do you got there? Because it's tough.
I'll tell you what I've done at Flemington. I threw up on my Dabble. I had a bet in race 4 on number 3, Spicy Margs, because they're offering a cashback to 3rd for the first coffee only.
Now, race
3 and 4.
Race 3. Cashback to 3. What have I got there? 3 Spicy Margs.
You do.
Line up, Mitchy Lewis.
You obviously jumped on the Dabble app, saw that, and then copied Mitch.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? It'd be smart too, Heath.
That's smart. That's smart thinking, man.
And the listeners out there, it's cashback too. It's not even a bonus, but you're getting cashback. So if you get, there's only the 1 copy, isn't it? Last I checked, mine was, you snooze, you lose. Someone's already gone up there and grabbed it. So bad luck. Sorry. got to be quicker. So you're going to have to follow me to get that one early. I put that up this morning and she's been snaffled up. So there you go. But that's a good little promotion there. So,
because it will be a tough day at Flemington as well. So races 3 and 4, cash back up to 3rd. So it's not a bad little. We do it every week. Depends. Like, we mix it up where we do it, but today, this weekend's at Flemington.
Hey, Mitchie, I'm saddling up into Spicy Mugs each way there, but I'm saddling up into Jungle Gym again.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Oh, I'm against you. I reckon Ray Magnerio can get the job done in that race. So I reckon he's a little progressive type that they could have went to the Standish, but they're building him through his grades. It's between those two, but I reckon Ray could knock you off in that race.
And tell me, are you with Wigham in the last? I think you might be. I'm with Mornington Glory.
No, I am with Wigham. He ran a pretty good time.
Yeah, I knew you would.
Down the straight. Yeah, well, he's good fresh. He likes the straight. He blitzed the Melbourne Cup day on the clock, so I think he can do it again. But look, he might not win, but I've got 250 to play, so I reckon that's a pretty good bet.
Mornington Glory, bit of star power in that ownership group there.
Shane Crawford.
And I think Gil McLaughlin might have...
You said owns. Star.
Well, he's a brother of a star.
Brother of a star.
He's become a star through his brother.
He's the boss, brother of a star.
And that's like my brother. He became a star after I became a star.
Really? Your brother was a star in his own right?
Yeah, his own right, but you know who's a better one.
Hey, Mitchie, have you got a quick multi for us, Mitchie?
Yep. Yeah. So you don't need your pens or anything here. You can just go to Mitch Lewis FGB to find it. So
rate I'll quickly roll through it. Good boy.
Seven leg multi. Kiko, race 3, number 10 at Flemington. Gawler, race 3, number 1, Apache Star. These are all to place as well, sorry. Flemington, race 5, number 4, Kin. Flemington, race 7, number 3, Ray Magnerio. Gawler, race 7, number 2, Zabella. Gawler, race 8, number 1, Mighty Sapphire. And Flemington, race 10, number 2, Wigan. But if you wanted to play a safe option, I've got a $4.61 that's Apache Star, Kin, Ray Magnerio and Zabella all to place. That gets you $4.60.
Love that from you, mate. We'll chat to you again next week.
Thank you. Have a good weekend and good luck, punters.
Mitchie Lewis, you can go follow him. He's a star.